Hey there, it's the NPR Politics Podcast. I'm Miles Parks. I cover voting.
I'm Mara Liasson, Senior National Political Correspondent.
And NPR Immigration Correspondent Sergio Martinez Beltran is also here. Hi, Sergio.
Hey, y'all.
Thanks for being here, as always. And today on the show, we're talking about the Trump administration's recent immigration enforcement efforts. Sergio, you have been spending some time reporting in Chicago. Tell us a little bit about what's been going on there.
Yeah, you know, Miles, the tactics we saw federal agents use in Chicago, we haven't seen it anywhere else. I mean, federal agents with ICE and Border Patrol arrested people on the streets. They chased them down into businesses. There's one particular enforcement operation that we covered that I believe is emblematic of the Trump administration's harsh tactics. In September, in the South Shore neighborhood in Chicago, immigration agents raided a residential building, and it was like a movie. A Border Patrol Black Hawk helicopter hovered over the building, heavily armed and masked agents rappelled down from it, and they busted the doors of many residents. More than 30 people were arrested that day. Only two, according to DHS, had ties to criminal gangs. And even U.S. citizens, including at least one Air Force veteran, were handcuffed and detained for hours. And of course, the Trump administration, as it has done in the past, took this and other opportunities in Chicago to create made-for-TV moments, right? They published a video on social media showing agents arresting people with dramatic footage and music in the background, you know, a show of force pretty much.